Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
After Ron Howard directed the documentary film The Beatles 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, released in 2016, one can imagine Howard saying, "How can I top that?" There was the little matter of directing the feature movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story, released in 2018, but when it came to the subject of his next documentary, Ron Howard chose the rock star of opera, tenor Luciano Pavarotti, born in 1935 and died in 2007. The documentary film is not only about Pavarotti, but the world of opera, the singing of opera and tenors in particular. Pavarotti's career is charted from his earliest days, growing up as the son of a baker who was also a tenor, but didn't have a professional career. The film presents opera in the context of an Italian family. Pavarotti grew up in post-World War II Italy and seemed to have a sense of destiny about his life and his career. One cannot forget that indelible smile of Pavarotti, his quick-witted remarks, his love of food and cooking, his passion for life, and his larger-than-life personality. Pavarotti the documentary succeeds in telling the story of this great man and making the moviegoer want to learn more about Pavarotti. It's Pavarotti, Life as Opera. Look for a feature documentary Oscar nomination for Pavarotti. Pavarotti's life was the stuff of opera plots. All this is in Pavarotti, as is the incredible singing of Pavarotti heard throughout the film. The film alone is worth seeing to see and hear Pavarotti sing and perform. Pavarotti director Ron Howard, who directed Apollo 13 and received an Oscar as director and picture for A Beautiful Mind, works with writer Mark Monroe, who wrote the screenplay for The Beatles 8 Days a Week and many other outstanding documentary feature films, and consulting writer Cassie Hartman. The Pavarotti documentary has archival footage of Pavarotti performances, television interviews with Pavarotti, interviews conducted for the film with Pavarotti's ex-wife, daughters, second wife, and artistic and business associates, including U2's Bono, pianist Lang Lang, and producer Harvey Goldsmith, family still photos of Pavarotti, and newsreel footage of luminaries in Pavarotti's orbit, including Lady Diana and Nelson Mandela. Among the more fascinating aspects of the documentary is how the promotion of Pavarotti concerts made him a household name. The concerts Pavarotti and Friends, which became star-studded annual fundraisers, and the three tenors concerts with Placido Domingo and Jose Carreras, which launched a whole new genre of concert performance. If you're a fan of opera and classical music, Pavarotti is a must-see. Even if you're not a fan, Pavarotti may make you a fan. Don't miss it. Pavarotti is MPAA-rated PG-13 for brief, strong language and a war-related image. Opening July 12 are The Farewell. Lulu Wang directs Awkwafina, Tiz Ma, Gil Perez Abraham, and Diana Lin in the comedy drama. A grandmother in a Chinese family only has a short time to live as a wedding is being planned. Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable. Aaron Lieber directs the documentary about Bethany Hamilton, a surfer who at age 13 had her arm ripped off by a shark. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.